We're here to talk about aging gracefully. And today, we're going to talk about Justine Bateman. As many of you remember, she was Alice Keaton's sister on Family Ties. A beautiful girl. And she's gone on to be a writer in the industry. She's now 54 years old. And she's recently been in the headlines. And she also recently wrote a book called Face, One Square Foot of Skin. It's about women and aging. Recently, she talked with the LA Times and they asked her what was the inspiration behind writing it. And she was like, it's about women's faces getting older and why it pisses people off. And she said, would I have been able to write a book if I hadn't been bashed online to shit for my own face? Was that a fucked up situation to go through and really mess with my head? Yeah, it was hardcore, real-time inception. I let it gaslight me. I really did. If there's something about me that I cannot change, and this is me, my gender, my face, my height, my body type, it's better if I get my head straight about it, because then I'll be bulletproof. I was just starting to get things around my mouth and my eyes, and now it's deeper. So how the fuck would I have been if I just went along with it? They're wrong, and I'm right. I look awesome. If I'm the only person that thinks that, I don't give a fuck. Can we give a round of applause to Justine Bateman? That is fucking badass. I respect it so much. And, you know, looking at pictures of her, she's still beautiful. She's just as beautiful as she always was. And the reason I laughed a little earlier when I said many of us know her as Alex Keaton's sister, because guess what? I was about to say many of us know her as Alex Keaton's beautiful sister on Family Ties. I would have been playing right into it. Unfortunately. I mean, fuck, no, there's nothing wrong with being beautiful, but we shouldn't lead by it. And that is why I salute and applaud her. Good for you. Good for you. I am going to download Face, One Square Foot of Skin, because it's what this podcast is about. You know, a badass woman is a woman that is beautiful, quote unquote, empowered, intelligent, strong. But let's focus on intelligent, empowered, and strong. As a man, my husband, to be exact, always says, our looks, we just lucked out no matter what you look like, because you are a product of your parents, you know? Other than adding to your look with makeup or what have you, hairstyles, whatever, we have zero to do with that. What we do have to do with is how we choose to empower ourselves, how we choose to show up in the world, what we choose to stand for. These are the things. These are the things. And so I salute Justine Bateman. How badass. I cannot wait to read her book. Because, truth be told, she's around the same age as one of my most beloved girls that was the inspiration behind this podcast. As I say in the trailer for Beauty's Aging Gracefully, this is inspired by one of our favorite LA girls that those of us that are a certain age in the early aughts watched on television in LA, and she's still beautiful. And she was breathtaking in what would be considered her prime. And sadly, you see her highlight pictures of that time often. And, you know, if we're fortunate, we age. We want to get older. And it's okay. And aside from her, there are so many women who, you know, their looks were a big part of their career. And as they grow older, there's nothing wrong with wanting to take care of yourself and make sure you're the best you. But they shouldn't feel like they're scraping and clawing from the bottom because they're older and they still have so much to offer the world. This is why Beauty's Aging Gracefully exists. I am personally making it my mission, and I'm not the only one on this mission, you know, but I believe in this shit. I love what Justine Bateman said, and I'm about it. As I get older, I'm like, yeah, you know, you might find me attractive, but guess what? I have so much more to bring, so much more. We are beautiful. We are empowered. And how about we shift out to where we say we're empowered? And our beauty is secondary because we are strong and intelligent and we have something to offer the world other than something to look at. Today is Thursday, September 30th, 2021. And this is your beauty note. And go either purchase the hardcover book or download Face, One Square Foot of Skin by Justine Bateman. She's speaking our language.